If we've learned anything from old movies, it's that every scientist needs three things. A dark laboratory, a dramatic vocabulary.
Trying to bring back life. It's not natural.
And lots of steaming, gleaming glass containers. Of course, those are just movies. Real-life scientists can do without the lingo and layers. The glass, though, that's another story. Just ask Tracy Dreyer.
I'm very busy. I usually have a backlog of weeks.
Tracy is a scientific glassblower for the chemistry department at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. His counter is covered with requests from researchers for new equipment.
This department, chemistry, is very research-focused. And these chemists who are doing the research, they might not be able to buy something straight out of a catalog.
To craft that equipment, Tracy carefully chooses from shelves of glass tubes and parts. For some pieces, he heats the glass at a workbench and blows into it through a long tube. For others, he heats two pieces, then carefully brings them together on a lathe.
Ideally, you'd like to have everything look like it grew, as you know, grew together from one piece of glass.
Tracy didn't begin blowing glass at a major university. He started in grade school.
My brother and I started with my dad. I was probably 8 or 9, and my brother was 6 or 7. And my dad went to the library to look for a book on stained glass and came across this book by John Burton on flame working. You know, my brother and I were so little, we couldn't actually do much other than make a mess. I went to Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo for pulp and paper engineering. I just had to make the switch. I wanted to get back to working with my hands.
With special training and after a few years' experience, he came to Madison. He's been here for 13 years. Along the way, he's helped scientists create new equipment, like this device, called a Wisconsin Schlenk line. It's a system used to control gases in chemical reactions, and it's now used around the country.
That's one of the best parts of this job is, you know, this is brand new research, and nobody's done it before.
While Tracy often works on the cutting edge, he also does plenty of work with broken edges.
You have new students coming every year.
Yeah.
Some glass gets broken, and so I will always be busy.
Of course, students aren't the only ones who can break glass.
Oh, it's the worst. You know, it's happened a couple of times where you have a finished piece and you're walking to the oven and you have such a light grip on it that it falls out of your hand. It happens. Yeah, it's a sad day.
Still, Tracy says those days don't dampen the joy he gets from this work and the potential of each new project.
So they're, in this case, they're trying to make tiny little bubbles in a super small space. You don't know what these things are going to develop over time. These projects that you're working on could be the next cure for cancer. It could be the next iteration of solar cells, batteries. You don't know.
So maybe that's why real-life scientists don't need dark labs and funny voices. All they need is the excitement of discovery. That, and a lot of glass.